At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Texas Transportation Commission has dropped a near $2 billion plan to rebuild, expand, and add toll lanes to 635 East in Dallas, Garland, and Mesquite. The commission's vote to drop that project and the Austin I-35 project removes all toll projects from the commission's unified transportation program. The governor and lieutenant governor last month told commissioners toll roads were no longer an option. Voter-approved propositions last year called for highway expansions without toll roads. Here's State Transportation Commissioner Jeff Austin.
We are listening. Our leaders, our governor, lieutenant governor, have spoken, and they're the ones that we take guidance from.
The Regional Transportation Commission said it plans to send a letter of disappointment over the decision to the state commission. The RTC also will send a delegation to the Texas Transportation Commission's meeting next month to emphasize the need for the expansion. Today's the deadline to purchase health insurance on healthcare.gov. More than 579,000 Texans have purchased a plan through the Affordable Care Act. Though the enrollment period was cut in half this year, those numbers are still higher than the sign-up rate this time last year. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has given 53 Texas counties affected by Hurricane Harvey a little more time to consider options. They'll qualify for a special enrollment period that runs through December 31st. No part of society is immune to sexual misconduct cases, including religion. Alia Salem has spent years speaking for the Muslim community in North Texas. In our Friday conversation, she talked with KERA's Rick Holter about her latest project, spotlighting stories of misconduct involving Muslim clergy.
This operation you've started is called FACE, and that stands for Facing Abuse in Community Environments. What triggered it?
This summer, I was pulled into a situation, a mother of a young woman who was addressing some issues that she was confronting regarding abuse at the hands of a clergy member. And the mother of that young woman got me involved to try and help advocate for her daughter. And I fatefully just had watched a documentary on the Catholic abuse scandal and also the movie Spotlight. And so my mind had actually already been in that space. The need was there and that the time was right to build this institution.
What's the response you've gotten from fellow Muslims? What are they saying?
It's really a mixed bag. So you have people who are like, yes, this is fantastic. How do I support you? You have people who are like, oh, just be careful. You know, we don't want to bring a big spotlight onto our community. Then you have people who are automatically labeling us as, you know, an anti-male, pro-feminist agenda, you know, this kind of thing. People are boxing us in already, you know, trying to understand where we're coming from. And so we're at that stage of where we're just starting to educate our community.
Why do you think it's so hard to get Muslims to talk about this?
One of the biggest factors is that Muslims have felt, especially post 9/11, they have felt completely on the defensive all the time, you know, trying to address questions, address attacks against them and their faith. And so there's a difficulty in wanting to do something that directly brings a negative light onto the community, right? They're like, why would you be, you know, exposing our community and the problems that are within willfully when we already have enough problems to deal with? I understand it. I get it. But there's also an element of we don't talk about our dirty laundry. We still want to keep things on the down low, handle them internally, thinking that that's the most effective way, you know, to try and deal with it. And sometimes it is. Sometimes you don't need to, you know, expose things in a broad scale.
Right.
But sometimes you do.
Are there existing structures or traditions in mosques that make this difficult to bring up?
When you're talking about clergy abuse or community leaders, they're typically in the upper echelons of administration or power structures within the mosques. And so that can create a problem because the community will get to know that person. And if you're going and trying to address abuse from somebody up there, you get a lot of pushback. And this is almost cookie cutter in across religious traditions, right? This is not something unique to the Muslim community because the community has such trust in that person. They've built a reputation. This is the person that has led me to a wonderful place in my life spiritually. So it becomes also just a flat out emotional issue.
you created this organization about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. How many reports have you gotten so far?
I would say about maybe six mm-hmm. in total. And some of those are not even local.
Right.
The difficult thing is the six that we've been looking into are six very prominent leaders. They are six very serious cases.
I'm curious, in your life in the Muslim faith, have you faced this kind of treatment?
The types of cases that we're receiving, no, thankfully. Have I been on the receiving end of very inappropriate behavior at the hands of religious leaders? Yeah. I was facing some challenges in my first marriage, and I went to an imam who was counseling me. I am still a married woman trying to right. get help from him. And he received a call about a man who was looking for guidance on matchmaking. And he's on the phone with a guy, and I'm sitting in his office. And he looked at me and he said, "Are you done with your husband? Like, because I've got a guy on the phone who's really interested, and you sound like you fit." And I'm like, "What is wrong with you?" And I quickly learned that I wasn't going to get appropriate help from
right,
this person.
Right.
I don't have any delusions that religious leaders are these people who are perfect and devoid of any kind of nefarious activity such. And I learned that really early on in my adult life, so I was grateful for that. I feel sorry for the people that don't know that. I think my life experiences have prepared me in a very unique way to address this.
Aliyah Salem, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Regarding weekend traffic, there will be closures on the eastbound LBJ Tech Express lanes between Preston Road and Greenville Avenue beginning tonight at 9. Additional closures will follow tomorrow night between 75 and Park Central. Sunny skies, high near 57 in the forecast today. It's 38 degrees now in Dallas, 37 in Fort Worth.